Sheila, it's 12 minutes past seven.
Prisons in England and Wales seem to have returned to normal this morning after yesterday's strike. The Prison Officers Association said it ordered its members back to work when the government offered fresh talks on pay. Our reporter James Kelly is outside Her Majesty's Prison, Nottingham. 7 o'clock shift change time. Does it all look like business as usual, James?
Well, the shift actually changes here at about 7:15, but many of the prison officers turn up early so they can relieve the night staff so they can get away. And it does look a bit busier than yesterday, and it's a different scene because here outside the high steel fence, which is to my left, yesterday there were about 20 or 30 prison officers milling about when this strike action was called first thing yesterday morning. Now you're seeing a scene of prison officers walking into work. I can see one now, the bag over the shoulder, going into work to get ready for a long day and what could be an interesting day after this prison was being run by governor grade officers and non-union officers, maybe only a score yesterday. We're talking about 260 members of the Prison Officers Association who were on strike. That's over two-thirds of the staff. Now, one of the prison officers who is returning to work this morning is Matt Towell, and he joins me. Matt, what's the mood of the officers returning to work and what are you expecting to find when you get in there?
I think the mood seems to be quite upbeat this morning. We have got very good relationships with the prisoners inside there, and hopefully many of those support what we were doing yesterday, and we'll take it as we find it.
Okay, Matt, well, we'll come back to talk to you in a second. First, though, we want to find out if you and the thousands of colleagues who took part in yesterday's walkout were actually breaking the law or not by ignoring the High Court injunction for several hours.